Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Public Records Directory now online for real estate pros. A centralized online directory for Alabama public records is now available at NetronLine. Real estate professionals in Alabama can quickly access property records, title information, and county-level data, essential for due diligence and transactions. Bookmark this resource for fast access to AL public records. ht://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/AL Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor launches centralized property tax resource for AL professionals. The county's tax assessor office now offers a single online hub for property tax assessments, valuations, exemptions, appeals, and deadlines. AL real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, accurately estimate holding costs, and guide clients through appeals and exemption claims in one of the state's key growth markets. Bookmark the portal to access Tuscaloosa County assessment tools and deadline calendars. www.tego.com/governments/tax-assessor-alabama-real-estate-headlines Alabama property records search tool. Deeds, liens, and owner data in one place. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Alabama property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AL can streamline due diligence and accelerate transactions with faster access to comprehensive property and ownership data. Bookmark https://alabama.propertychecker.com/ for your next title search or property research. Alabama Real Estate Headlines, Alabama Agent Commission Rates, What the Latest Data Shows. A new breakdown reveals average real estate commission rates and city-by-city variations across Alabama. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Alabama agents price their services competitively and set realistic income expectations. Review the full commission breakdown by Alabama City at the source link below. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama ADEM permit applications now tracked online. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management has received new permit applications and made them available through its online portal. Real estate professionals in AL can monitor permit activity to identify development trends, anticipate infrastructure projects, and spot emerging commercial or residential opportunities before they hit the market. Review current permit applications at https://am.alabama.gov/permit-applications to stay ahead of local development activity. Alabama Real Estate Updates. Mobile County AL Probate Court launches online records search. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama now offers an online portal for searching public records through its records division. Real estate professionals in AL can now remotely access probate records to verify property ownership, estate statuses, and title issues in Mobile County transactions. Visit the portal at ahprobate.gov/public-records-search to streamline your due diligence. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.